Okay, today we're continuing in the 17th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to parak Yitzayin, Mishnah Vav. So kibetzah she'amru, when we say that the size of an egg that tumas ochlim could be metame other foods, if it's bekibetzah lo gadol v'lo ktana l'beninus, we don't mean a big egg, we don't mean a small egg, we mean a medium sized egg. Rav Shachter often points out the eggs that we have in our stores are always big eggs. The smaller eggs they sell to, and the medium sized eggs they typically sell to, to commercial bakeries and things like that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, maybe gedolah shebegedolos, ketanah shebeketanos. You take the largest possible egg and the smallest possible egg, v'nosin l'toch ha'mayim, and you put them both into a container of water to do water displacement, v'cholik ha'samayim, and you divide the overflowed water into half, and that's your medium-sized egg. So you take the biggest and the smallest, and you take the midpoint between them. Am Rabbi Yossi v'chimimo d'yeni, ezu hi gedola v'ezu hi ketana, but how am I going to know what's the biggest egg and what's the smallest egg? It has to be based on, a person who has some experience looking at eggs to say that that's an average size egg, and that's what you're going to know to be an average size egg. Mishnah Zayin, kigrog eres sha'amru. Whenever we say the size of a fig, meaning some of the halachos of carrying on Shabbos is only something that's the shear of a grog eres, lo gadol v'lo ketana ela beninus. A grog eres is not a large fig, not a small fig, an average size fig. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, a large dried fig in Eretz Yisrael is the same size as a medium dried fig in Chutz La'aretz. Rav Shachter used to ask when guys would apply to the Kollel, grogeres, bogeres, ogeres. What's the difference between them? So a lot of Hebrew words that sound the same, they don't mean anything similar to one another. Okay, so to review what we learned today. So we said whenever we talk about the shear of a kibetzah, it means an average beit. And Rabbi Yehuda said the way to do that is by water displacement of the largest and the smallest, whereas Rabbi Yossi said, you base it based on judgment. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we said the size of a grogeres is an average grogeres, and Rabbi Yehuda says, a large grogeres in Eretz Yisrael is the size of an average size grogeres in Chutz La'aretz. Be'ezras Hashem, next time we will pick up with Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Ches.